This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call.
I did a little shopping. I went to go buy furniture, but not like inside furniture, like outdoor furniture.
You can just call it outdoor furniture.
Yeah, it's outdoor furniture.
Is that what people call it?
Yeah.
Outdoor furniture.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't really understand that there was a section that was just for outdoor stuff.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. I also didn't realize that I was going to have to choose between paying my rent or getting an outdoor patio set.
Oh, totally.
Why is it so expensive?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A mystery. It's a mystery.
Like,
if you know somebody who just buys like a whole outdoor patio set,
yeah,
those people are rich,
yeah,
because they just dropped minimum $5,000
on like outdoor furniture stuff, mm-hmm, that you don't even use full time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Right.
So like I went to Target and I looked around, and then I went over to Big Lots and I looked around, and like everywhere.
Oh, you didn't even go to nice places.
No, I didn't. That's the
but
thing.
But even Target is expensive.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Target's super expensive. We lucked out. The people that used to own our house, they left us their outdoor furniture.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's the bar stools, it's kind of like crappy. It's not the best. So like I want to upgrade it, but I'm like, there's no way. We're going to have to drop like a couple grand.
We lucked out too. The orphan doesn't want to hear stories like this, but we lucked out too, because when we bought our first home, it was a model home. And the
The model furniture was there.
The builder was like, listen, we'll leave everything inside and outside.
What?
All you have to do is pay us $5,000. And I remember thinking at the time, because I had no money and like I was new to this, I was like, $5,000 seems like a scam.
No.
And then you realize that you literally just got like $35,000 worth of stuff for $5,000.
That's amazing.
So So our outdoor furniture is really nice quality, but like it's at this point 11 years old. It's probably even older than that.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that because we were just over at your house. And
so I think that's why.
Fine.
I think that's why outdoor furniture is so expensive, is because it's made to like last, mm-hmm, the test of time, unless you get it from a place like an online place.
Okay.
You know, like
a discount furniture stuff.
Yeah, like some, like Wayfair is one of them.
Sure.
Total hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Total hit or miss on the same items. Yeah, we have two loungers in our backyard, okay? Like like a pool chair.
Yep.
Okay. One, perfectly fine. The other one, same company, same chair. Looks like it was like eaten by a tiger.
What?
I don't even know. Like all of the, because it's those
the woven,
plastic woven thing.
So it's
all
like
of it came undone.
Yeah. What?
And like my wife goes, she goes, it's because the kids jump on it. I go, they jump on both of them.
Yeah.
It's not like they have a jumping chair.
Right.
They jump on both of them.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this a situation where I need to jump on, like, Facebook Marketplace?
Yes.
I guess so. I'm not Marketplace guy.
Oh, I am. But you can get some good stuff, and you can find some good stuff. But you have to be looking 24/7.
I got to be on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I would do?
Oh, yeah.
Get a good deal.
I would want, I'll bet if you go to estate sales, that's where that would be good. Do you know what an estate sale is?
Is that like when someone dies and like.
Yes.
Why are you getting excited about someone dying?
Usually it's when somebody dies. Okay. Sometimes they just go to live in a nursing home for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually when somebody's dead.
So they're getting rid of everything in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a museum to that person.
Uh-huh.
And when you go through, it is equal parts creepy.
Okay.
And exciting.
I've never done this, but you've done estate sales
before? Oh, my mom does estate sales all the time. And she calls me when she, like, finds something, and she's like, you should come by. And if it's something that I actually, like, would like, because I collect, like, old-timey radios, a lot of old-timey radios at estate sales.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? Okay, I'll be right down. And then you go through it. Katie goes to estate sales all the time. She's gone to estate sales, I think, with my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's just, it's as long as you can get past the morbidness of it, of like, well, this person's dead. Mm-hmm. And if I want to, I can buy their Ohio State 1971 alumni sweatshirt. You know, like, as long as you can get past stuff like that, you might be able to find outdoor furniture for a good price there.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that, I guess. I just really wanted something nice, and I was just really had my hopes up, but.
I thought you lived in a condo.
I do, but I have like a nice little patio like situation.
I see.
That I can put some furniture out there.
So what are you
decorate,
looking for?
Make it nice.
Let's put it out in the universe.
Yeah.
I'm looking for like a little couch thing. Like
okay. How many seats?
Maybe good for two, maybe three. Yeah.
So like a love seat or a couch?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like maybe some plush cushioning on there.
Those are also ridiculous.
Yeah. It is so expensive.
Because we're looking to get, probably same with you because yours are older too. We're looking to replace not the furniture, but the cushions.
Yeah.
Might as well just give $1,000 right there.
Oh, yeah. No, and I got lucky, again, because my parents, they got rid of their old ones, and so they gave me the old
ones.
And
they fit?
Right. Yeah,
because you got to find ones that fit.
Because I have those, what are they called? Adirondack. Thank you. We have those chairs, and we didn't have any cushions on them. So
you're not supposed to put a cushion on an Adirondack chair.
I know, but I like a cushion. It's not comfy, and like they're so deep. And
that
I
makes it sound like you have a hemorrhoid donut or something like that. No. You're not supposed to sit on a cushion on that. I know, but my butt.
I know, and they're so hard to get out of. If I don't have a cushion,
they're
on
also
them.
Supposed to be hard to get out of. It's a Southern thing.
Oh my gosh,
that is an old lady thing. Like putting a cushion in your car. Like
when you're getting. My grandma used to do that in her car.
And now you do it.
I've turned into my grandma.